California's Reparations Task Force has been looking into ideas for how to compensate descendants of slaves here in the state. There's been a number floating around now in news reports. It says the panel is estimating that roughly $570 billion is owed to these descendants due to housing discrimination from 1933 to 1977.
Yeah, when you put it together, that would come to $223,000 per person. With us to explain more is Camila Moore, chair of the Reparations Task Force. Thank you so much for taking some time to speak with us today. First of all, can you clear things up? Is that number that Rob just gave, $570 billion, correct?
Well, thank you for having me. And it is incorrect in the sense that the task force has not made any final recommendations yet. We're still in our development and public comment phase of the work. But that $559 billion figure is in reference to a scope of work document that was presented to the task force by a 5-member economic consultant team that we had hired over the summer. They presented this scope of work at our September public hearing. And so according to the economic consultant team, the $559 billion figure represents the state of California's maximum liability for de jure home ownership discrimination. If, in fact, all 2 million Black Californian residents who live in the state of 2021 were actually descendants of the enslaved in the United States and had spent their entire time period in the state from 1933 to 1977, or were the legal heirs of the person that did. However, if you look at the document, it goes on to state that it is not likely that all Black folks who lived in California in 2021 also resided in the state between 1933 and 1977, or are legal heirs of eligible recipients who did. Thus, only a portion of the census category would be eligible. So essentially, in layman's terms, that $559 billion figure is the state of California's maximum liability for the state-sanctioned atrocities that it has perpetuated in the form of home ownership, discrimination, racist redlining practices. But in reality, that figure would be much lower when we take into account who would actually be eligible, who was actually impacted by housing discrimination during that particular time period.
All right. So that's the maximum amount. And going on those figures, you know, we estimated about $223,000 per person, if that was the amount. And now you're explaining that's the maximum liability. But let's say that we come to a figure and it comes out to this much money per person. And you've just described some of the conditions that would have to be on the people to make sure that they are due this money. Isn't this a legitimate logistical nightmare?
No, because the economic consultant team that we hired are experts in what they do. Dr. William A. Darity, who is economist at Duke University, William A. Spriggs, who's the chair of the economics department at Howard University. He's currently the lead economist at the AFL-CIO. We have Thomas Kramer, who is a professor of public policy at University of Connecticut. And so we're working with people who know what they're doing, along with the 9-member task force. That's what the next 6-7 months are for, is for us to debate, discuss, and then begin to determine what those final numbers will look like.
Well, that kind of leads to my next question. How much work must still be done to get to the right amount? What kind of a timeline are you looking at?
Yeah, so the task force sunsets July 1 of 2023. That's where we will release our final report, which will be released July 1 of 2023. Then it'll be up to the California State Legislature to turn our final recommendations within that report into law, and then it will be up to the governor to actually enact it.
Do you have concerns that the legislature and the governor might not like the outcome of your recommendation and vote against it?
Potentially, that is a possibility. But the legislature has thus far exercised some good faith measures. For instance, in June, the state legislature invited us to be honored after our interim report was released June 1 of this year. And so we received standing ovations from both the California State Assembly chambers and the Senate chambers. And then at our most recent hearing in LA in September, the task force decided to unanimously voted to send to send to every single state legislator a copy of our 500-page 13-chapter report. All right. So they have it in their hands right now.
Okay. Camila, thank you. Again, that's Camila Moore. She's chair of the Reparations Task Force.